Hi, I'm Andy Herman of the Pack a Day podcast. I'm here to tell you about Tick Pick. Tick Pick should be your very first choice to buy football tickets because they save fans money by never charging any service fees ever. Tick Pick is the exclusive ticketing partner for the Pack a Day podcast and the Blue Wire Network.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Welcome in, everyone, to another edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. Thanks for joining us again today. My name is Dan Connick. With me today is my usual every other Tuesday partner. It's Janelle Mackey. Janelle, how are you doing? How did you spend your bye week Sunday? Did you have some certain plans? Did you just spend it watching a whole day of football without the anxiety of a Packer game coming up? How did you spend the bye week?
Yeah, I mean, every time there is no Packer football on a Sunday, I think that I can just sit back and enjoy football for what it is. Not the case. You know, the earlier games were obviously the more intriguing ones, at least in my opinion. Of course, I'm locked in on that Lions-Vikings game. Just, you know, I'm in Minnesota. That one means a little bit more every week. And obviously stressed my way through it. But, you know, no Victory Monday as a Packers fan, but it felt like a pretty good Victory Monday as somebody who hates the Vikings. So I had a pretty good weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it was right. Like, literally, it feels bad to say the only thing that could have gone better is if the Bears had won, and
which
we'd be
like
sitting,
you say
in,
that with a sour
I know,
taste
right,
in
it,
your
it
mouth.
It feels like you kind of like dry heave when you say it.
Yeah.
But like the Falcons like possibly pulling it out against the Bucks or something like that. You know, there's always like kind of that one little
six.
Extra.
That
oh,
pick
wow.
six was
yeah.
beautiful.
It was.
A lineman, one-handed snag on Tom Brady, just chef kiss.
Five games in a row now for Tom Brady. He's throwing an interception. This is your MVP, everybody. yeah. So without Packer, I mean, I personally love a Sunday without Packer football because it just gives me opportunity to like just relax and just sit back and get to enjoy all the action that goes around. Like I actually actively like really dislike and get annoyed when it's a 1 o'clock game because that's been like all that's like the majority of the games are. And so I miss all of the other stuff that's going on, you know, and like getting to sit down and watch Red Zone for 6-7 hours is heaven for me. So I relish these opportunities when they come.
Yeah, for sure. And it is nice to just be able to, you know, wake up. You don't have the pressure. You know, they're 9-3, right. So life is good. No matter what happens, we're still at the top of the division.
It would have definitely felt different if last week had gone differently.
Right.
Yeah, it still feels like a little pseudo Victory Monday today because we're coming off of the win against the Rams. But it has been a week since the Packers have played. We don't have Packer football to talk about from yesterday or today or Thursday or whenever. So our usual stock up, stock down report that we do every other Tuesday, it just doesn't make sense. So we decided today, since we are coming out of the bye week, we got to see all of yesterday, or all of Sunday, all of Monday, all of Thursday, which God bless Thanksgiving football. And we want to take and kind of do a recap, stock up, stock down report of the teams in the NFC right now compared to the Packers. Obviously, Packers stock way up. I mean, this is you know, Forrest Gump buying Apple early on stock up.
I mean, they're the only team in the division with a above 500 record. I mean, right. They're well above 500, but everyone else is below. So,
and not only that, but you know, the reports are this week that Bakhtiari, Jair, Zadarius could all be potentially coming back relatively soon. We don't know exactly when for who and for how far they are on rehab, but you know, the reports are that things are trending in the right direction for all three of those. So
I think they could practice this week.
Yeah.
I think they were saying. So, you know, obviously it's not, they're not going to push anything, but you know, can you imagine getting all three of them back at the same time. Like, this is already a contending team. And then you put in some of their best players. It seems like it's illegal to do that.
Well, that's why I feel
illegal signings, like, you know, black web or the dark web, whatever it is.
If you're looking at the teams right now at the top of the NFC, it's hard not to say that the Packers have the most upside out of all the teams at the top there, that kind of contingent of the two loss, three loss teams, because who else is adding the talent later on this season that the Packers are adding?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and like that, for me, that just says that the ceiling kind of just goes up a little bit more, you know? And the floor raises up, like the you have less chance of a down week, like some of these other teams might. So yeah, that's why I feel like the Packers are trending in the right direction more than anyone else in the NFC. But we want to do a little stock up, stock down on the rest of the teams in the NFC. Some of the contenders, some of the pretenders, see where everybody stands as we hit. I mean, it's what now? This was week 13, so we've got five more games now.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's...
That's really sad when you say it like that.
I know, it feels like it literally just started last week.
I guess I forget, you know, it's December now, so...
Yeah, yeah.
We're right around the corner from playoff football. That's insane to think about.
So let's start with... Let's start with the teams kind of centered around our in the division. I think it's hard not to say that, like you said, everybody else has a losing record right now, to say that they're not all stocked down. But I don't know. For me, I'll make it very simple for me with the division, Janelle. For me, the only team that I have a stock up on at all is the Chicago Bears.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Dalvin Cook is hurt for the Vikings. We don't know for how long. I don't trust Kirk Cousins. Adam Thielen is hurt now again, and there's a chance that he probably doesn't play. They're riddled with injuries right now, and they have a short week against Pittsburgh this week. The Lions always stock down. I don't care if you won this past week. Kudos to you. But like until I don't see Jared Goff as quarterback of the Lions, it's always trend down for me. The Bears, though, I thought from the bits that I saw, did what they could against a tough Arizona team. And they're the only team in the NFC North right now, outside of the Packers, that are sort of built that when they have kind of some decent pieces around their quarterback, that they have a future already in place. The Vikings are on the tail end of Kirk Cousins' career, because I don't think he has much left. And Jared Goff is a stopgap. Everyone, even Jared Goff, knows that. So the only one that I feel even trends upwards right now is the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely went more serious with your stock ups and stock downs. I definitely goofed around with mine a little bit. I do get what you're saying, though, with, you know, just it's almost like they're only going up because everyone else is going down.
Right.
So it just makes them look a little bit better. But their stock will significantly drop after this week, that's for sure.
Yes, very much so.
But
or go up, depending on how you view it, because if they fire Matt Nagy, that could be a lot of Bears fans are saying that is...
They look like a heart monitor. Like their stock scale looks like an aggressive heart monitor.
Yeah.
I kind of went, so one of my stock ups was, I know you said Lions always stock down, but I had Lions fans stock up, because for them to be out there at the field, you know, your team hasn't won a game in 11 weeks or, you know, plus if you count last year. So it's been like almost an entire year since they had won an actual game. So kudos to them for showing up, filling the stands, as much as Lions fans really can, and getting to celebrate. And, you know, also stock up in EQ's brother, Monra St. Brown, who caught the game-winning touchdown.
His first NFL touchdown. That surprised me how much he's, like, especially since how much, like, he seems to have kind of really grown into that offense this year.
So I was like, we get to make this Packer connection by, you know, it's EQ's brother. It's fun to see him go out there, beat the Vikings. So, yeah, I said stock up in the fans because, you know, they show up for their team. You know, there's a lot of shame, but they're still there. So kudos to them and getting to celebrate that win. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah, they trended upwards for me.
All right. All right. I disagree because I have to live with Lions.
You do live in
right in
Lions County, so right. I guess we're kind of, you know, we're both in enemy territory
here. Yeah, that was the meme I tweeted out on Sunday was that the superhero like two button choice
thing,
and it was like, would I rather see the Lions go winless and rub it in their face? Or would I rather see the Vikings lose to the winless
Lions? And it's like somebody living in Michigan that, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, that's an easy choice. But for somebody living in Michigan, that's definitely a little bit harder choice. And I did have that kind of same thing Thanksgiving with the Bears and Lions. I was like, I really want to see the Lions go winless, but I also want to see the Bears lose. So it's kind of one of those. Nobody really wins, but it's definitely fun to see the Vikings lose.
Exactly. Let's look at, you want to kind of expand to the conference now, the overall stock up, stock down.
I guess I didn't have any conference ones, but.
Okay, whatever you've got, let me know. What do you got?
Yeah, well, because like I said, I kind of goofed around. So somebody who, especially with the news today, somebody who on the Packers stock actually went up over the bye week, I think we all know who we're going to talk about. Kurt Benkert stock goes up, and not just because he was trolling Florio on his bye week, you know.
Not trolling who Florio. He's bodying Florio on a daily
basis. I don't
think
Florio even, like, I kind of went through Florio's Twitter just to see if he interacted at all after the whole Binky thing after the Vikings laugh. And no, it's like, imagine just spending your vacation time dragging Florio. Like, why not? I love it. So that was fun to see, you know. And then obviously when the Vikings lose, he gets to drag him even more. I think Florio probably crawled into a hole, maybe blocked him. Who knows? But that's a huge win for Benkert. But, you know, I don't want to call today a win. I just want to call it an opportunity for his stock to go up because obviously Jordan Love going on the COVID reserve list, which obviously hope that his health is okay and everything's fine with that. But that obviously means, you know, with Rodgers toe, that means Benkert's going to be basically quarterback one for the practice week. So this is a huge opportunity for him. Depending on Jordan, let me know, you could always get those false positive. You know, I don't know if like something fluky could happen in the week, but as of right now, it's assumed that Benkert will be active for that Sunday night game. So there's a lot of opportunity for him there because once the Packers go up by 30, he's going to be taking snaps in the fourth quarter. So there's a lot of opportunity coming out of this week. So, you know, drag Florio on the bye week, get to go out there and be a part of a Bears win or, you know, victory over the Bears. It's going to be a good week for him. So stock up in Kurt Benkert for sure.
Big time. That's a good one. I'm glad that you brought that up because I forgot to mention that news that broke earlier today of Jordan Love going on the COVID list. And, you know, I think, like you said, I don't think any of us are happy about, like, no one's happy or excited that Jordan Love is on the COVID list. He dealt with that last year too, right? It was him and
Dylan, I think.
Him and AJ Dylan, right? Yeah. So it's not something that we wish on anybody or happy about, but like you said, it's the opportunity is there. And that's what, you know, in a stock up, stock down, you're buying the opportunity, the opportunity to climb high. And yeah, Benkert has an immense opportunity. I mean, at least to even just, even if he never sees a snap.
It's still, you know, he gets sitting to go on the sideline, in his pads and.
Getting to be on the sideline. Looking at the Microsoft Surface with everybody, listening to the stuff in his headset, you know, just getting to be there,
and
you know, get to be on the field. That I think for a guy like him, that does so much more. And then even more so, like what you said, because of Aaron Rodgers' toe, he's going to be taking a lot of snaps, first team snaps this week, in practice. And so it's sort of like the Jordan Love Kansas City game where no one's happy that we don't have Aaron Rodgers, but it's another opportunity for a guy like him without so much experience to just have a safe space to kind of get that.
Right, exactly. And, you know, going into Bears week, Rodgers doesn't necessarily need the practice. I mean, he owns this team, so I think he'll be okay. You know, he's playing, it's a home game, so I think, you know, if you can limit Rodgers' practice, mm-hmm. it'll be really good for Banker. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, bring back Bortles, but I mean, we'll kind of see what they do. But last time they brought him back because two quarterbacks were sick with COVID, or they had COVID, but now it's just Jordan Love. So you still have two quarterbacks. You can activate Banker and you probably don't need to bring in Bortles.
Yeah. Cause yeah, that's,
they've already had it. So I don't know how the testing goes, but I don't think that they can, you know, be ruled out. They can't be because I don't know all the technical stuff with it. It's really hard to follow up with. Maybe you can correct me on that. But isn't there a certain like time frame where after you've had it, you can't be tested again? Or
I think it was, because I think the thing with Aaron Rodgers was, I think it was six or 9 months, like that. I forget what it was. It was 6 to 9 months after you complete the 10-day quarantine away, you're not subjected to the tests anymore. I don't know if it's anymore or if it's, I think it's anymore, because that just, it can stick around and you get the false positives and stuff, like, because you're always just have the antibodies sitting in there that'll trigger the test.
So it's like, even so, it's just Jordan Love, but you don't have to worry about the other guys being a problem. So I doubt they bring in Bortles. I know everybody wants to bring back the boat, but don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, I loved the Blake Bortles experience as much as the next guy. But yeah, like you said, like there's really not a chance of you losing both quarterbacks at this point. And so it doesn't make sense. Who knows, they may bring him onto the practice squad as just an insurance policy.
Yeah. If you need somebody else to like take reps throughout the week, like with, you know, if you need two quarterbacks throwing to receiver groups or whatever you're doing, but it'd be practice purposes only.
Yeah. That might be, honestly, that makes a little bit more sense now that you think about it. So maybe it does happen just to kind of have an arm.
I would be irate though if they brought him back and then he was the active second quarterback. I would, because I will be at that game. I will storm the field and be like, "What are you doing?" Because obviously I'm a Benkert fan. So
I don't think that they would, right?
No, like, that would be the ultimate like dagger.
Because because you keep a guy like Kurt Benkert on the practice squad for this long because you like what he has over a guy like Bortles, right?
Right. If you preferred Bortles,
you would have kept Bortles. Right. Exactly. So yeah, I think either way, whatever happens, what you are saying is correct. The huge stock up for the Packers this week has to be Kurt Benkert.
For sure.
Master Chief himself.
If he doesn't come out in a Halo suit through the tunnel, though, I don't know. Stock down, maybe.
Seriously, stock immediately down.
I mean, just rent the suit again and just, you know, embrace it. Embrace the pro athlete, pro gamer. And that would be so cool with the smoke and everything. Imagine the picture.
Play the Halo theme as he comes
like,
out.
What like, the pictures Evan Spiegel would take would phenomenal. They'd probably be like, shit, we just got to put this guy in the game at this point, you know, in the Halo game, in the Packers game, whatever, get him out there.
Kurt, make it happen. All right. Janelle, I think you've got one more.
I'll let you go because I had kind of one that could have been just, you know, if I needed probably, extra one, but so you got some conference stuff to talk about.
So yeah, I took this a different route and I went like
book you nerd. Went serious, like actual. Like, which let's is have a good football conversation.
Completely surprising because usually it's the opposite way. I'm one of the ones that's always like, hey, you wanna do a whole podcast about what Packers would bring coleslaw to a cookout?
I know, this is surprising that you went so serious.
So I think for me, looking at stock up, stock down, I'm looking at this group of the teams that's right around the Packers and thinking about where they are in terms of kind of being the threat to the Packers once we get into the postseason. Because I don't think, if I'm remembering the rest of the schedule right, there's not really a team on the schedule, the rest of the schedule this, the rest of the year, where it's a, what you would call a contending team. It's three more divisional games, one against each team, and then it's two AFC teams. And so I think you throw the AFC ones out because you're not going to see them unless you make the Super Bowl and they, you know, they show up there as well.
And the I think, you know, one of those AFC teams being at Lambeau on Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you get that home field advantage. They get a lot. I think they get majority home field
advantage. I think it is. You get Bears at home.
Bears, they'll have.
Bears, Vikings, and Browns at home.
Yeah.
And then Ravens and Lions on the road. So that's a pretty favorable schedule.
Packers football is finally back, and there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet to find Packer tickets anymore. Because TickPick, that's TickPick, is the original no-fee ticket site, and the only one you'll ever need is your go-to for all NFL tickets. TickPick got rid of all those awful service fees that the other ticket sites charge, which lets them guarantee the best prices on all of their NFL tickets. Don't believe it? If you can find better prices for the same seats on another ticket site, TickPick will give you 110% of the difference in the purchase price. Recently, I was just able to pick up tickets to Packers Vikings in Minnesota. Going to be heading west for that game. Attending my first game in the new Viking Stadium. Cannot wait for that. Let me tell you, it was so incredibly easy to use TickPick. No awful service fees. I cannot recommend it enough. And the easiest way to do so is by going to tickpick.com/packaday today to save $10 on your first order of Packers tickets or any other tickets that you want to purchase.
So I'm looking at the other teams that that we're going to probably see here in the playoffs. And so I'll start down the ones that I said this one, obviously I kind of want to get my shot in on this team. Saints, huge stock down. Screw you. I'm glad you enjoyed your 38 point blowout or whatever in week one, but now you're stuck with Trevor Siemian and Taysom Hill trying to save the rest of your season. So I hope you enjoyed your week one Super Bowl win.
I do think I'm like the only person in the Packers sphere that actually enjoys watching Taysom Hill. Like, I'm still a fan of him. I think I'm the only one. I don't think I ever put it out in the public. I kind of, it's like one of those, you know, guilty pleasure things, but it's like, I'm still a fan of him.
You're just a fan of the kind of like uber athletic shorter kind of white quarterback that just runs around and does stuff. It's Kurt Benkert.
I'm a fan of third string quarterbacks, I guess.
You love the third string guy.
I do. No, there was just something I loved about him when he was here, and I wished him all the best when he went to the Saints, and I was like, you know what, they're utilizing him in really cool ways. It's fun. I think, you know, there's a lot of people that are sour towards him for no reason, but I'm just one of those people where I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going to say anything, but I do enjoy watching it.
I personally enjoy watching Sean Payton tank his career because he thinks Taysom Hill is worth, you know, several million dollars
a year. The whole contract is funny. I think that's funny.
That's adorable, Sean Payton. I love watching you play your career out like this.
It's the hill. It's the hill he's willing to die on.
Ding, 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 ding. Very good.
Thank you.
My stock down for like a real contender, though, it's the team that we played last week, the Los Angeles Rams. I don't think that team is – they started out hot, but the thing with Matt Stafford, it's always a streak with him.
Yeah.
And he has hit this streak of like – of nothing. Like they can't, like they're not doing anything. I don't think that team has enough firepower to go and win a Super Bowl. I think that if it comes down to a matchup between the Packers and the Rams in the playoffs, I think the Packers do relatively the same thing again to them, if not more, because I think that they play that defense a little bit better. And
when you imagine, then you have Jair too.
Exactly. Imagine having the team at full strength against them now. my two stock ups, the teams that like I'm really worried about, it's obviously the Tampa Bay Bucks because, you know, the deal even with the devil when that Tom Brady
looks bad, they find a way.
Exactly. And it's That's the thing.
Frustrating.
It's so freaking frustrating.
You're like, your stock shouldn't go up, but like it does.
It's like that, like the interception that he has. It's like, oh, we all get to laugh at it. But then like, you know, 10 minutes later on red zone, he's throwing a second pass, a touchdown pass to Rob Gronkowski again.
Yeah.
And so it's like, they just keep finding the different, I don't think they're the same team as last year. And I think they probably handle them a little bit differently. And I think it's a much better matchup this year than it was last year.
Well, but Fournette having a much better year too, where he, you know, it was his show last week. Yeah,
right.
Where it's like, okay, I have Godwin and Gronkowski in fantasy, and Fournette goes and gets 30 points and I get nothing. So thanks for nothing, guys. But
the team that I think is the biggest stock up this year, and I think it's honestly, this is the team, if you're looking back, if it was Bucks last year, 49ers the year before that, the team this year that the Packers have the biggest hump to get over is the Dallas Cowboys. And that's my biggest stock up. I really do. Because I think when that offense is healthy and you've got the weapons like Cooper, Amari Cooper, you've got CeeDee Lamb, you've got Dak Prescott, who's playing pretty good ball. And more importantly is their defense, especially Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons scares me. He gives me nightmares.
They have Diggs too.
Right. Yeah.
Who he's obviously really good. And
it's a really scary defense. And it just feels like
it feels like the
NFC Championship comes down between Packers, Cowboys, Bucks, a combination of those three.
Which is really interesting because they're kind of, you know, Cowboys fell off of our radar a little bit, it feels like, where they're a top team, but we kind of undermine them a little bit because, you know, they do have those games where they do not look good. That's really interesting, though. And then obviously, like, is it Pollard? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
He's kind of breaking out, and it's kind of like, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, I don't buy into the hype of him so much, but I think that they still have a good running game. So there's definitely factors in there that, yeah, you could – kind of like
the Mike McCarthy revenge game, and that's I worry about that.
That's just not, yeah. I would hate for, because then, yeah.
I'm making you worry now, aren't I?
It is always fun playing them, but that'd be kind of one of those sour teams where it's like, if it doesn't, which I don't want to put it out there, but it would hurt a little more, you know? Just being the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy.
Exactly. All right. And us on a positive note, Janelle, or send us out with a little bit more lighthearted, some fun stock up, stock down. You got one more, right?
Oh, I've got the perfect ending for stock down here. We're going to end the show on the best positive. So much stock down. I already touched on Mike Florio, so we're not even going to talk about him. Stock down and Paul Allen and his claim. Oh! About, you know, I hope the Packers lose every single game, and who's Owen Tucson saying that? So Paul Allen, you know, being from Minnesota, having to grow up listening to him, I love watching him suffer. So I, you know, the whole Florio thing, that was fun, but when you get to add the sprinkles of Paul Allen tears on top of that, it's just oh so sweet.
Janelle, straight fire. Paul Allen, catch this L, yo. I'm so on board with you with that. I'm so glad you brought that up. I don't know if you saw, I tweeted at Paul Allen with a clip of that, his radio call. There is nothing in the world that gives me more joy than a disappointed, angry Paul Allen radio call. Or just
it's the best.
It's the absolute, and it's better than any other team. Any other rival the Packers have, because they're the one team that they take the most joy out of beating the Packers, excuse me, than any other team. Like the Bears and Packers rivalry, I enjoy beating the Bears, but there's a little bit of respect there. Right. I don't think the Packers and Vikings respect each other. And so he comes at it, like you said, like a complete tool bag. And when he drops those little nuggets in there, and then also, they're the one team out of this division that I feel like always has a chance to go out and do something, or they think they always have a chance. And so they get set up for more disappointment. It's right. A greater disappointment. You know, a Lions call isn't as much because they're already expecting that to happen. But to hear him go in there and on the game winning touchdown, call them the cardiac kitties because,
oh my gosh, I know.
Because he's trying so hard to just, you know, not drop several curse words.
He's such a petty human being.
So petty.
So I just, and it's like, you can tell he's trying to, you know, get through it, but you can tell that he's just in so much pain. And oh, I love, because he also does gopher stuff. So it's like Saturdays and Sundays, if I ever have to listen to the radio, it's just, I called him, you know, if you don't know who Paul Allen is, he's Walmart brand Mike Florio, where he's just, you know, he's not as well known, but he sucks. And you know, it's just, it's fun to watch him suffer at the expense of a Vikings loss.
The Brett Favre interception call was my ringtone for a solid calendar year. It was absolutely fantastic. It gave me life. Like, I would miss phone calls because I would listen to the end of it where he's like, you could kick a 56-yard field goal. And it, like that right there, every day, it just made me smile so much. And so, yes, yeah. Jen, perfect way to end this.
Yeah, I mean, wanting the Packers to lose out, and then since then the Vikings haven't won, and the Packers are 1-0 because they had the bye. It's just, what did my dad say? He's like, watch what you say looking in the mirror. I don't know. I'm going to butcher what my dad said, but he said something about, like, watch what you wish for, but in a much cooler way than what
I can remember. And not just lose, but you lost to Detroit, buddy. So
yeah, you lost to the winless Lions. You
lost to the one team that hasn't won a game this year. Like, even Jacksonville won 2 games this year.
Yeah. You let Jared Goff go out there and do that.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure that on the radio they were talking, because there was that blatant face mask, but I'm sure they're going to find their excuses. But you know what? End of the day, you lost.
Hold sorry, Paul. Paul.
I don't feel bad for you.
You can't spell Paul Allen without a couple L's. all right, Janelle, you want to let the people know as we wrap up, let the people know where they can find you and anything you want to promote this week.
Yeah, so you can find me, all my work is mostly on Twitter at BigMac_4. You can find everything in the link tree in my bio. That's the easiest place. Obviously, every other Tuesday here on Packaday. Every Wednesday, I do open book with Zach and Eli. We'll actually be having, as of right now, Tom Crabtree should be popping in because we all know how much he hates the Bears. So best guest to have on for sure. And then I do the preview for Packer Report TV, so you can catch me on that. And you can also find me at the game this Sunday night against the Bears. I'm very excited to be there. You know, night game at Lambeau. I hope I'm freezing my ass off and it's going to be an absolute blast.
That will be an absolute blast. I'm very jealous of you. I mean, with Tom Crabtree and with being at Lambeau. You can follow me on Twitter at DK All The Way. You can find all of my stuff over there. Lombardi's Bar for Game On Wisconsin every Wednesday night, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. We will have the one and only Wes Hod from thepackers.com joining us this week. He's always a fun guy to talk with. And then my article every Friday morning for Game On Wisconsin, The Leap, and just fun stuff that I talk about over there. And of course, for more fun stuff, follow us on the Packaday Podcast at Packaday Podcast on Twitter. Subscribe, rate, review, follow us on the YouTube channel. We have different daily content over there as well. So it's literally double the Packer content that we give you, thanks to Andy Herman, each and every day. Again, for Janelle, for myself, enjoy the rest of what we can call the bye week. Root for the Steelers on Thursday. And on Sunday, let's clinch the division. Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go.